Right. Yeah, not mine.
There was one thing.
Right, no.
I brought a couple of photos that I printed out very quickly. This is the, you want to take a look?
So, are we on the record yet?
Yes, we are.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to a special meeting of the Land Use Committee of the Newton Board of Aldermen. It's Monday, March 5th, 2012, at 7:05. I am Alderman Ted S. McMahon, Chairman of the Committee. With me at the start of the meeting as members of the committee, we have Mitch Fishman, who is the Vice Chair and the Alderman at Large from Ward 8, Alderman at Large from Ward 7, Mark Laredo, and Alderman at Large from Ward 1, Carl Merrill. Our one and only item this evening, oh, and also with us this evening is our committee clerk, Linda Finucane, and our guests this evening are Brooke Lipsett and Cynthia Stone from the Historic Newton, yeah, because it says Newton Historical Society here.
Well, that's
still what it is?
Right.
Right, then. Okay. The petitioner.
Durant Kenrick is owned by the nonprofit.
Okay, all right. So I am going to just read this into the record. It is number 213-10, parens 2, Newton Historical Society, Durant Homestead Foundation, Inc. Petition for a one-year extension of time in which to exercise special permit site plan approval number 213-10, granted on October 4, 2010, to demolish and rebuild a portion of the Durant Kenrick Homestead to accommodate a new, larger visitor area, visitor entry area and meeting space to allow a museum, which includes a waiver from the required number of parking spaces and their dimensions at 286 Waverly Avenue, Ward 7. This was previously granted, as the docket item indicates, back in October 4, 2010. Linda, I should mention that this meeting is being audio recorded. Linda, our clerk brought some site plans or pictures?
No, just pictures of the proposed addition and
rocket
building.
Okay. Cynthia or Brooke, whichever one of you would like to explain to us why you're here.
Let me first apologize for forcing you into a special meeting. This is my oversight. I know perfectly well that one has 1 year to exercise a special permit before you need to get an extension of time. And in all of the other balls that we've been keeping in the air on this project, I neglected to keep track of that particular one. Hopefully it's the only one we've dropped. This project has moved a long way since it was heard by this board previously. We have, subsequent to the granting of the special permit, which is now several months ago, we have demolished the original L structure. We have received permission from the Newton Historical Commission and the Mass Historical Commission to proceed with our new design. We have completed our design, we have gone out to bid, we have hired a contractor. The contractor is ready to pull a building permit, and guess what? We don't have a valid special permit because we neglected to come back timely to extend it. We anticipate beginning construction during this month and completing that construction prior to Labor Day.
Add one more thing. When we first went for the special permit, we actually didn't own the property. It was owned by the Durant Homestead Company.
That's why it was a co-petition.
And now we do.
Right. As of May 5th of last year, this has been given to the Historical Society, and we are now the owners and keepers of this wonderful historic property, and we look forward to welcoming you there in its renovated
state
in a few months, if you extend our special permit. If you don't, I will cry.
Can I just ask you?
We've been joined by a member of the committee, Deb Crosley, the Alderman at Large from Ward 5.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, please.
I live fairly close to here. Am I too close to this?
No.
No. Okay.
You have no comfort. You only have a conflict if you have a financial interest.
Believe me, I have none.
Will you cry if we approve it?
No, I'll be delighted.
I go out to the Boy Scouts, they can all come in.
Actually, the last time
we heard the downstairs
crying. The last time I cried in this room, I was a freshman alderman. It was in 1993, and Alderman Bullwinkle made me go.
No. Made you do it?
No, he didn't actually. It was a constituent who had just gotten his request granted, and I voted against it, and afterwards he yelled at me. And I waited for him to leave, and then I cried. I have never cried in this building again. And I'm not planning to.
We have now been
You've made people cry in this building.
I have.
We know that.
Well, there was an alderman who once got locked in that closet, too. I'm not going to tell you what
it was. I remember.
That was quite awful.
Yeah.
Couldn't get out.
We've been joined by Alderman Harney, who is the alderman, ward alderman from Ward 4. Members of the committee who, we started just a little early. I do really appreciate everybody.
Yeah, everybody's so good about this.
So we could do this meeting tonight. There is some urgency involved. Just to quickly recapitulate. Drake Kenrick had a special permit. It has expired. They need the building permit. They're all set to go. It'll be done by Labor Day. If they can get the permit quickly, it will really help. So that is why we were meeting tonight, and it did not admit of delay. So does anybody have any questions? I know for Jay and Deb.
Having been up there during the winter night, how's the heating system now?
Wasn't too good last time you and I were there.
The heating system has not been too good. We are putting in a modern gas-fired system. And we're going to do very modest heating and air conditioning in the historic structure, so as not to stress it unnecessarily. So it will be cool in the winter and warm in the summer, but better than the last time.
We
should all learn to live that way.
Well,
she's rubbing her hands to get warm.
I don't know. I need a room that gets at least 50 degrees in order to feel somewhat comfortable. Yeah, it was cold last time. Carlton and I were there. Visiting.
Oh, but you're not going to leave it at 50 degrees.
No.
In the winter, we're going to leave it.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty cool. But it was down around 40 or so. You could see your breath as you were breathing inside the house.
40, yeah.
It was barely warm enough to keep the pipes from freezing. Okay, and so my only question is, you'll be able to exercise the special permit as soon as you get the building permit, and then is there anything else that needs to be raised all the money and everything else?
We have raised all the money we need to. We have already received the $1.27 million for the preservation restriction that was granted at the request of the Community Preservation Committee by this honorable board. We have raised the match required to collect the $1.44 million also authorized by this board for the construction match. But of course that's reimbursement funds, and since we haven't started the construction yet, we haven't taxed that money.
And I saw in the newspaper not too long ago that there was archaeological
We have done considerable archaeological exploration around and under the portion of the building that's going to be replaced. We have discovered a wonderful dairy, the remains of a wonderful dairy building adjacent to the structure, which we actually are in the process of picking up, storing, and then we'll reset. Because it will be under the elevator. It's in the middle of the area where the new elevator is going, so we have to move it. But we are protecting that. We have wonderful archaeologists from UMass Boston who have been just fabulous with us. And they will be back doing more work and monitoring as we proceed.
You have Ann Beha, architects, right?
Ann Beha is the architect.
She must be having a blast with this.
They, well, she herself is not involved that we know of.
Okay.
But Camp, no, she isn't. Camp Hawks is the principal we're working with. She's the real preservation person.
And she must be fun.
Any other questions?
I'm just happy to see the exhibit room is going to be on the end.
Yeah.
So it won't interfere with what's been there for 100 years.
Yeah, the classroom. We're being very, very, after all, we are an historic society. We are, we're as interested as you are in preserving the building.
Right. And best thing, we get to keep that copper beech tree.
And
absolutely.
If the copper beech tree will be there as long as the copper beech tree can be there.
Chooses to be there. Absolutely. Well, I'd entertain a motion at this time unless anybody has any questions. Alderman Laredo moves approval. Any further questions or discussion? Hearing and seeing none, all in favor? We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in favor, none opposed. I will be moving to suspend the rules tonight so we can report this out without a written report, and hopefully we should be able to...
Thank you. I'll just hang around so you go.
Thank you. You're more than welcome to.
Steve, he'll finesse it.
You can go home. Don't have to be there, but...
I'm lucky to have both.
So I entertain a motion for adjournment.
Oh, okay.